The fallout from the Mother and Baby Homes report continues this week. As you know, it investigated the lives of women and children who spent time in these institutions between 1922 and 1998. At least 275 mixed-race Irish children were born in and spent time in these homes. While welcoming the publication of the report and the state apology by an Taoiseach, representative group, the Association of Mixed-Race Irish, says it's shocked by some of the findings, including that there was no evidence of discrimination in decisions around adoption and by how some of the testimonies of mixed-race people were presented. Our reporter Angus Cox has been speaking to some of them.
I just couldn't understand how they got to that position. Even in that first statement, it seems like a contradiction in terms. On the one hand, to say that there's no evidence of discrimination, and then to continue on and say that race was taken into account in placing children. So that's a very confused, inconclusive statement.
Conrad Bryan from the Association of Mixed Race Irish giving his reaction to conclusions from the Mother and Baby Homes report. He's disappointed with how testimonies taken from mixed race Irish children who spent time in these institutions was used by the Commission of Investigation.
It just appears that the testimony that we've given has basically not been believed. They relied primarily on records that they discovered and checked. However, a lot of the testimonies can be seen in the report and people can read and make their own judgments on it and see the extent of the racism. As the Commission says themselves, that there was casual and unthinking racism, even negative bias. So they're clearly showing that racism existed.
Conrad, who himself spent time in mother and baby homes, also believes some of the adoption rates for mixed-race children contained in the report indicate there was discrimination.
I was in Pellistown during the 1960s, and the report itself says that virtually 100% of illegitimate children were adopted. Now, the majority of the mixed-race children in Pellistown, only 48% were adopted. Now, if that isn't racism, can somebody explain to me what is racism? In my own personal case, the commission have gone out and they have found that my mother, and I didn't know this, had actually signed the consent forms to have me adopted. The commission have located and interviewed the potential adoptive mother, who said that the Daughters of Charity told her that my mother hadn't signed the adoption forms. That may not sound on the face of it when you read it to be racism, but the fact that there was such a negligence in the system, the fact that the adoption papers were lost, the fact that I spent 4 years in Pellistown, and the fact that my pathway was to another orphanage where I ended up spending 18 years of my childhood, not to call that a result of the colour of my skin, it's just to put words how shocked I am.
Sheila O'Byrne was 19 when she entered St Patrick's Mother and Baby Home on the Navan Road in Dublin in 1976. She gave birth to her son in the institution.
It was different, and they saw a difference as well. So you were singled out, you were segregated, because you weren't carrying the white baby, you were carrying the mixed race baby. I wasn't expecting the baby they wanted, you know. When my son came into the world, they said, "What have we got here? What is this?" That's what they said.
Referring to the colour of your son's skin.
Yeah, clearly, yeah, referring to that. I had a breach in my senses standing up. And I remember the nun shouting in at me, "Keep your voice down and dare your lord in the tone of the building." They disallowed me, you know, to wash my own clothes. You know, my daddy used to come and visit me and bring me fresh clothes.
Why wouldn't they let you wash your own clothes?
I'd say because I wasn't expecting the baby they wanted, you know.
At the time those children were going through those homes, Irish society didn't understand racism in the same way that many other Western societies did not understand racism.
Brian Fanning is Professor of Migration and Social Policy at University College Dublin. He spoke with the Commission for the final report about discrimination experienced by mixed-race children in mother and baby homes.
The report captures aspects of people's experiences. It can't, you know, totally capture how people feel. It can't capture the consequences that have been wrought on the lives of people. But it offers us insights, nevertheless, into experiences of people that we really need to think about and discuss, such as experiences of racism in the case of children who had a black parent who went into the system. We get an awful lot of useful information on the record that we can think about, and we need to process it, and we need to take account of it in the kinds of decisions we're making now about how we deal with our diverse republic.
I understand that this report is not going to change, but I have seen the apology, and the apology went that little bit further than the cold statements in the report. The issue of race, it is a legacy issue. So I would ask the minister to meet us and to be honest about our community and about race, and to acknowledge the failings that have happened, and to be open to give concessions, to look at racism that affected all of our community. This report only covers mother and baby homes, and it includes 275 children of mixed race. Initially, at the beginning when we were lobbying, we identified 70. This is a bit more than I expected. It's large enough to actually say there are human rights issues which must be addressed.
You were listening there to Conrad Bryan from the Association of Mixed Race Irish, ending Angus Cox's report. And in a statement to Morning Ireland, a spokesperson for Minister for Children Roderick O'Gorman said the minister engaged with representatives from the association prior to the report's publication, and he's happy to meet with them again now the report has been published. 9 minutes to 8.